Hey there, Bobcats. My name is Sam Zamora. Like you, I am a fellow Bobcat. Today I wanted to talk to you all about staying on top of your homework. For you upcoming freshmen, I don't know how it was with you in high school, but it can be a scary world here in college if you don't know what you're doing. You might have heard some horror stories from your friends or even from your teachers about how you go in. Every single teacher expects you to have like X amount of free time. And when you've got like 4 or 5 or even 6 classes, you know, they start piling up really fast. And before you know it, Friday nights, Saturday, even your entire weekend is just spent studying or doing homework. So I'm here to give you some tips to stay on top of those kind of things. So my first word of advice for you would be to combat exactly what I just mentioned before about having to use your weekdays in order to study for everything. So I found early on that it's a lot easier to study each day. You just cut it up into pieces. That's how I tackled essays when I was in high school, and it's how I tackle them now. Set a good schedule and take it piece by piece. You can do this for each of your classes, you know, math, science, what have you. Just take it step by step. Find a good time each day to sit down, review your materials, and then find out what you need to study for that day. Do I need to study math? Do I need to study science? Do I need to study for that art exam that's coming up in the next few days? Just having a plan will always make things a whole heck of a lot easier. And you'll thank me for this if you take my advice on that. So if you have a good time to study, you might be wondering, well, where's a good place for me to study at? Luckily, I've got a couple places you could go check out. The first one is called the Coffee Lounge. It's a place in our university's honors building. Now, if you don't know where that's at, I would recommend downloading the Texas State University app. On it, there's a map with all the buildings on there. If you type in one of the names of the buildings, it'll pop up with like a little arrow that shows you exactly where it's at. Now, our university honors college is in a building called Lampasas. It's at the very end of the quad. Like, you go down from the Alkick Library, you go straight across, and it's right next to the Vaquero statue and right next to Old Main. Now, go in there, and there's a nice, quiet place to study. There's coffee there, there's couches, there's chairs, tables, there's even a room in the back with a few independent tables where you could close the door. A nice, quiet place to study. And if you go to the counter, there are also a few study rooms that you could check out. I'd highly encourage you to check this place out. Another place that you can go to study is actually the Alkick Library itself. I think there's like 7 floors? And 2 or 3 of them are devoted towards quiet studying. And on the 4th floor is the Student Learning Assistance Center. You might have heard of it, it's called the Slack. And you can find tutors there to help you out. It's a great place for you to get together with your friends, to study, and stay on top of things. And there's tons of people there to help you find what you need and get all your work done. So on the same topic of tutors, that's another resource that you should consider when trying to get all your homework done and stay on top of your studying. In each department, there's generally a help center or some organization that's there to help you study. In the physics department, in the Roy F. Mitty building, there's what's called the Physics Help Center. And there's learning assistants from the intro-level physics courses there who are always staffed there. I believe it's like from the morning to like around like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You can go there and you can ask them questions for your science homework. It's great. You should check it out if you've got those kinds of classes. For math, any kind of math class you have, there's several math labs in the Derrick building. I think it's on like the 1st floor and the 2nd floor. There's tons of resources for you everywhere you go. Every single department, no matter what classes you're taking, ask your teachers. They want you to succeed. Your teachers want you to succeed. So go check with them and find out where these help centers are for you. So Bobcats, just once again, I just want to give you my best wishes for this upcoming semester and for many of you for the rest of your college career. It can be scary sometimes, it really can. It's difficult. It's not easy, but I know you guys can do it. I've been in the exact same situation you have. I've been in some pretty hot water. It's never quite easy, but it's always challenging. It's always exciting. Go and have fun. Go make some friends. Don't take your studies too seriously. And always talk with people. You're never alone, Bobcats. Eat 'em up.